fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm here again today with my lovely wife, Debbie, who's going to talk to us again about the Be Love Revolution. If you didn't have a chance to tune in to the program yesterday, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. Debbie's first show is there. She gives a fuller description of what is the Be Love Revolution. It's out dynamic outreach to young women. It began here in the Ann Arbor area. Welcome back, Deb.
Thanks. I definitely have to say the most exciting thing is I get to spend two mornings in a row with you.
Yeah.
So it's really great. So I'm glad to talk about this as well.
Well said. And along with us today, we have Jane Vogel, who's a good friend, a dynamic woman in her own right, and raising some wonderful girls, and has had direct contact as a mom and watching her daughters be affected by what's happening. So ladies, today, maybe to make the most of the time, Deb, why don't you just say a few things about the Be Love Revolution to give people a context? Then I want to ask Jane to just share a little bit about what she's seen and its impact in life.
Well, the Be Love Revolution is a ministry, or maybe more accurately, a movement for young women, and I would say beginning with junior high age and going all the way through young adulthood. Really, the genesis of it was Pine Hills Camp for junior high girls that's still going to this day, 32 years ago, to really help build a culture of love where these young women can really come to know Christ in a deep personal way, come to know who they are, and really be transformed in a way that allows them to be God's love in the world.
What are those little taglines that you have? I like those a lot.
Be His.
Be His.
Be free.
Be free.
And be love.
And be love. What does that mean exactly?
Be His really is to belong to Christ, to really come to know Him in a personal way, that we can't be God's love in the world if we ourselves don't know that love. And so it really is that encounter, that conversion piece where we're helping girls know the Lord in a deeper, more experiential way that changes everything for them. The be free really is their identity. It's to radically change young women's self-perception and really to help them to know who they are as daughters of Christ. And then finally, the be love is the charge to really go out and to be God's love in the world, in your world, to love in small ways, to love the person right in front of you.
That's good stuff. And so Jane, you've seen it, touched it. Tell us a little bit about your experience. By the way, welcome. Glad you could be on the show.
Really happy to be here with you and Debbie.
Well, maybe just start on a personal level, kind of sharing what you've seen and experienced raising wonderful girls and their encounter with the Be Love Revolution. And I know you've rolled up your sleeves and kind of jumped in to help it all happen, too.
Oh, it's such a big story. So for my husband, Mark, and I, providing the girls with a faith foundation was number one. That was the most important thing. And when I look at Claire and Anna and I see the depth of faith in them, I think both the Pine Hills Camp and now as it's grown into this Be Love Revolution has been such a powerful influence in their life. I am so humbled by these girls and the faith journey they're on, the ownership for their faith, and how they're walking it. Hmm. You know, it's like I look at Claire, I look at Anna, and I see the Holy Spirit at work in their life. I see the openness they create to that. I see the deep sense that they are loved just for who they are, that they are loved by God, by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. And I see an openness in both of them and so many of these girls to let the Holy Spirit work through them and to create an openness and a trust to that.
So when did your girls first go to camp? Did they both do Pine Hills Camp?
They did. Debbie and I are smiling. So the girls went to St. Francis. Claire went to Pine Hills in sixth grade and got a little overwhelmed. All that prayer and singing and the hands in the air were just not her gig.
Yeah.
And so she kind of backed away, didn't have too much to do with it in seventh grade. I learned recently that Debbie got in touch with Claire and invited her back. And somehow in eighth grade, there was a readiness. So Claire just jumped in eighth grade. And I think what Pine Hills is all about, Peter, is, oh my gosh, the girls getting a sense that they are loved. That they are loved just for who they are. And all that middle school angst about who am I? Am I cool? Am I keeping up? All of that just is noise. And I watch these girls get a sense that I am loved just for who I am and that I'm enough. And I saw that begin with Claire. So one of the other things that's just so, that I have so admired about Pine Hills and NBLR is the leadership opportunities. Claire jumped into the service team for Pine Hills. She continued into a camp counselor role. And Anna, who's 2 years younger, didn't seem to have the glitch in sixth grade. She got in pretty smoothly and has really, Claire opened a way. And Anna has been on her own beautiful, unique path. Like all of our girls, these are different girls. And Anna's been moving through just the same progression.
I think I remember a fun story. You told me how one night you went up to their room, their light was on. It was late, I think you said, and you were about to, you know, say, "Hey, girls, come on!" And they're both sitting on their beds with their prayer journals, taking a prayer time. So that's just so beautiful for me to know that as they walk away from the actual events or activities, they're living it out.
They are,
and making it their own.
I have learned so much from these two. And something about the journaling really works. The privateness of it, the safety of it. I've never seen my girls' journals, but I just trust that process. So I did not get on their case. I did not tell them to turn the light off.
Yeah. You know, I know from conversations you've had recently that I know the building of a culture, kind of a way of life and thinking, is really crucial. And then you have some key values you've discussed about, you've tried to define those in terms of what are the values that guide our culture. You guys mind talking about those?
No, not at all. I think when we began BLR, my sense was, I know Pine Hills works. I know the culture works. It's established. Let's look at what's in that culture. What are the elements of the Pine Hills camp culture, which is only a week long, and how do we translate those values to continue to build that culture for high schoolers? And so it's been really good in the last few years getting a better handle on what those are. I've known what they are intuitively, but to actually write them down and begin to articulate them and to say, are we really living by these values? And I think we are, and we brought them actually to the girls and the young women who are helping just this week and said, how are we doing with this? And we had a great conversation about it all. So yeah, I think it'd be helpful to maybe articulate some of those values here.
Yeah, there's that transition from, you can have a really good camp, which there are really good camps around the country in different ways, and their positive experiences can be life-changing, but it's just a five-day period, and it's like you're trying to ask the question, how do we take this experience and the values that inform it and stretch it out through the year to build a pattern of life in these girls, right?
I think the girls come away from Pine Hills with that real sense of love. And so the first core value is around transformative love, to create the culture of authentic, transformative love in which each and every person is loved and valued. I really think that's what Pine Hills does. So the Be Love events, our gatherings of the girls, worship time, prayer time, etc. What I notice the girls progress to, and it's this second value, which is about growing a personal relationship. Peter, you can't imagine a room full of 60 or 70 girls praying in prayer, and their hands extended over each other, their heads bowed, their eyes closed, and an intensity in that prayer experience. And that, to me, is them opening themselves to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see as beginning to create this personal relationship. So the second core value is to help young women develop and grow a personal relationship with Christ and live in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what I see at those events. It just gives me goosebumps to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
And see the power of that prayer.
Yeah. So how do you actually teach those core values? I mean, she touched on them just a little bit. Can expand on that some?
Well, first we just create the environment where those are alive and we bring girls into it, and that is irresistible. I mean, who doesn't want to walk into an environment where you feel loved and valued and welcomed? And we don't do it perfectly. I mean, these are high school girls, you know. We have to work at hospitality and welcoming new people and teaching them. A few weeks ago, we had a session. We talked about how to be present in the moment to one another. And we said, all right, everybody line up. We had a table and everybody put their cell phones and we created a cell phone tower. And we left them there all night. And we said, this is a great way to detach from your screen and to be present to one another. And we said, try this at home. Try this when you're out with your friends. Try this at school. So we want to give them practical ways to take their faith away with them at home and to really live it. It's not primarily catechesis. I mean, they will get that in other places. It's practically, how do you live in the world that God's calling you to live in and be a disciple and really witness to the love that you've experienced with Christ? So it's in our culture. We have already created a culture where that's happening. And the key for me really is we have so many young women, college age and beyond, who want to help us. I mean, we had 25 to 30 women who show up at that age range who are very busy, who don't get paid, who are just coming because they love to be together. It's a community of missionary disciples.
Right.
And they want to support. So they're creating this environment just by the level of their faith and their friendship with Christ and one another. And so the girls are stepping into a culture that's already established.
Right.
So we're not working hard to make that happen. They're stepping into it.
The other thing that I really see at work in that is one of the ways you build a culture is you're most influenced by peers and peers you respect. So whether it's Pine Hills or a B-Love event, it's the girls giving the testimonials. So the girls are listening to a peer that they respect and can totally identify with. So it's a huge benefit to the girls. But I tell you, you want someone to really get something, you put them in front of a room and have them talk about it. So again, to see the leadership development in these girls has just been so powerful. And I think it's a huge part of building them into disciples, to have that voice, to be in front. And there are so many opportunities to lead a small group. I mean, I think that's another part of the practical skills. So often the girls are in small groups. And the ability to articulate their faith, articulate their struggles, accept the support from their peers, take in that support, claim this love, claim the mercy. It's a huge part of the skill base. I mean, I love the practicality that you bring, Debbie, because it's got to distill into practical skills that the girls have, because it really is a lifelong journey. I think Pine Hills and the B-Love Revolution really are setting the girls up for a lifelong journey with the Lord. It's what I see in my girls.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
thanks.
It's a pattern. It kind of creates a pattern of life. Mm-hmm. We have just about a minute left. Why don't you at least articulate the other values, and then maybe we could talk
and
more tomorrow.
These are really, we've tried to kind of put them in order of that, but I'd say to really help young women know their true identity as daughters of God. And that's a big one because the world's telling them something very different. So to really help them know that, and then to help them foster a community of authentic and supportive sisterhood and friendship. So huge. And then lastly, to help them live intentionally as revolutionaries of God's love. And that's kind of the be love part, to really use their gifts and really use their gifts and talents and to be empowered to really live that love in the world.
Well, that's exciting stuff. I like the phrase community of missionary disciples. That's Pope Francis, you know, and it's happening with these young people. And those who are listening too, I just want to encourage you that this can happen. And I think when adults catch a vision and they really make sacrifice to make a way for young people and have a vision of what they can be, a lot can happen. So God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.